This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ha! Ain't that some? Ain't that some? All right, folks. Every Thursday, we like to come together as a group of people and get mad at stuff. This is your opportunity.
We're all very busy.
It's been a very busy week. A lot going on. A
lot of stuff.
I do think we should have some interviews today. Marcus Mariota in town to sign a contract. Try to get that for you tomorrow, next week, whatever it is. I'm going to let the phone lines lead us off, though.
Phone lines are open here.
800-636-1067. We'll start with G in Sterling. What up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
We good, brother.
Good, man. Who you mad at?
I want to bleep that dude that called B. Mitch and going to argue with B. Mitch about a big receiver. this dude an idiot, man. He's a cornball. That's who I want to bleep.
All right, brother.
I like it.
You have a professional player telling you what it is, what a wide receiver is, and he gonna tell B. Mitch, no, it's not. This is what you need. He's a cornball. Bleep him.
All right, bro.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Another one
See
here.
See my dog.
From Curtis, 1906, says, my bleep you goes to those fans that say, great, we finally have a real GM, and we got to trust AP. Now when he builds the roster, they're complaining about him doing a pro GM job. It's like getting B. Mitch to make gumbo, then criticizing the ingredients he buys.
Know what I tell him on that one?
I know what you're
talking about.
That's exactly what I thought you would tell them. We have a billionaire on the line.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley, Brian. And I don't know if it was white Brian that called me Joe on the phone, but you dumbass, it's Jarrah. Hey.
No, that's
heavy metal,
that's
Chris.
Heavy metal Chris.
Well, heavy metal.
Sounds like you got marbles on,
man. And listen to listen to some Black Sabbath, son. Hey, listen, to that caller earlier that talked about Micah Parsons in a trade, I guess you still believe in the Easter Bunny, you dumbass. And when Brian Mitchell said that it would be me and Steven in an insane asylum for such a day, he's basically calling you a dumbass. But anyway, hey, listen, I got to throw Big Ten. Blank you for not letting all the teams in the tournament. You could have worked something out, you dumbasses. You got three teams that don't even get a shot at the big dance. All you do is take that last team in, let them have a little playoff, and get everybody in there. Do you realize, Finley, that according to Lenardi's bracket, that who was it? Nebraska was the last four out. They could have won a couple of games. It cost them a couple of $1 million. They're dumbasses. I don't like it, and it needs to change.
I hadn't thought of that. I kind of like that you got to make sure you fight your way in, but I hear you. That's a valid counter, Jarrah.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day, and kiss my ass.
What a call. All right, can I tell you my saga?
That's how the old folks, they say what they want to say now.
Can I tell you my saga and my bleep
you?
All right, so I park about a block away, right?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to a dear friend of mine that hooked me up with a parking spot in this building.
Still waiting on mine.
Yeah.
Well, only 4 years later.
Well, B, I'm not so sure I'm parking over there anymore. I get down in my car the other day, and everything works fine. My in, out of the garage, no big deal, no nothing, right? I walk down there, and this father ducker, haven't used that term in a while, you know these aggressive-ass stickers? It looks like it's almost the size of, like, an iPad. Like, a legit, like, I don't know, what would that be? 10x6 sticker? This dude puts it right in front of where the driver sits, so you can barely drive the damn car. And it says, parking permit expired. Park here again. We're towing your ass.
Is it just like that?
It was a big-ass sticker with, like, they check off boxes and stuff. Like, it was very official looking. And I'm like, damn, they must have changed something, and I just was unaware or whatever. But, yo, I could barely drive the car because the sticker's exactly where your head.
You can't take it off?
Yo, it's, like, made of, I don't know what it's made. It's impossible to get off. You start trying to get it off, and it just shreds.
It starts ripping on you.
Dude, it was unbelievable. And so, you know the scene in Ace Ventura where Jim Carrey's car is all banged up and he has to stick his head out the window to drive? That's how I'm driving, like, down South Capitol, because I can't see anything. I sent my wife a picture. She's like, you're going to wreck. I was like, I might, but I got to go. So I do want to shout out my guy at the Monumental Garage who was able to get it off. That dude's a damn ninja.
Something.
He must. I got to hit the ATM and give that guy some money. But I checked in with my guy who lives there. I was like, yo, what happened? Like, I need a permit or something? He's like, nah, man, that just happens from time to time. I was like, what? He said, sometimes there's just like an overzealous parking dude that walks around and just hems people up. So bleep you to the overzealous parking dude that's just walking around and hemming people up.
Do you have a parking permit?
I have a fob. And then with the fob, if you park in the certain spots, you're good.
But do you not have to have something inside your car?
That's what I asked. I was told I do not.
Okay, so, bleep him.
Bleep him.
Walk
so I've been parking
you?
Downstairs,
we
$18
gonna,
a day.
We're going to make him tap out.
I have a feeling he only shows up in the shadows. Like, I've never seen this person. So, Jeff, you'll appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to roll back over. I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Let me ask one more question.
Uh-oh.
Did you not park in the wrong area, Jay?
No, I was definitely in the right area.
Oh. You know, Jay will park in the wrong
area. Breaking news. Play the number. We'll see if Jeff can do it. Here, give me the breaking news sounder, B.
I don't know how it goes.
White Brian, give it to me. You're good at noises.
Breaking news.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What the hell?
Adam Schefter, sources, free agent wide receiver Noah Brown, who caught the Hail Mary touchdown pass that ignited the Commanders' season, is returning to Washington on a one-year deal worth up to $4.5 million.
All right, NB.
Not mad at that one.
All right, I'm with that.
So that's Osborne back, that, Noah Brown back.
That's your 6 foot, six two guy right there.
Oh yeah, where's our you need a tall guy?
Yeah, that's your tall guy.
Noah Brown is back. I don't know that the Hail Mary ignited their season, but
it was a great ignite to it.
Dude, it was wild.
I tell you, once that happened, boy, it was a wild ride, bro.
It was a wild ride, B. Noah Brown back with the Commanders. Obviously, really exciting news there for Washington. The updated look at that
when
receiver.
When you type room. Noah Brown, this dude pops up.
Yeah, whoever that
he's
guy
a TV
is,
dude.
That is not the Noah Brown.
That's not the
I
one I'm
of.
Looking for.
No, sure isn't.
I got the right one.
Noah Brown last season suffered a serious injury.
6'2", 225. That's how tall receiver. Don't call by that anymore, please.
You want to give a bleep you to the tall receiver guy?
No. The other guy already did it.
Noah Brown last year in 11 games, 35 catches for 453 yards. Only had one touchdown catch last year.
Hey.
But everybody remembers
that one
it.
Mattered. It mattered. It definitely mattered.
That one mattered for sure. I think this is a strong move. I think, you know, they put Noah Brown's gloves from that Hail Mary.
In the HOF?
In the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
that,
man.
That tells you the impact
listen,
that
dog,
play
I
had.
I don't care. You take, as you get older, you take people over there. To the Hall of Fame and say, look, I wore these. That gives you some street cred right there, brother. Big Tony must not know. I'm on the radio right now, right?
What's Big Tony texting?
And this fool
about?
Calling me. Does he not know it's 1:38, dog? I'm not taking a break right now. Why are you calling me when you hear my voice? I know that's all you do is drive your flower truck and hear voice.
That deer meat getting to his head.
God.
Jeff, what's your reaction to Noah Brown coming back?
Yo, I'm glad he's coming back. Before the injury, he was a factor for us. I'm glad we kept him.
I think Noah Brown as the number two wide receiver in Washington was probably asking him to do too much. But when you add Debo and then Noah Brown kind of becomes a third option,
yeah,
I think it makes a ton of sense. And the money's non-prohibitive. The injury last year, not to call it fluky because it was obviously really – It was serious. It was a big deal, but it wasn't, you know, internal organs don't get injured all that often. Like, if it was a recurring ankle issue, I think it would be something different.
Yeah, totally.
Heavy metal. What do you think of Noah Brown? You fired up about that one?
Yeah, that's cool. Again, like you said, having him as the third, I think that's going to be the right place for him, too. I think it's a good sign. For 1 year, yeah.
Brown last year, it was limited work, but he was he was good for this team. About 13 yards per catch. They only signed him early on, too. I keep going back to something that Zach Ertz said where, you know, this won't have to be they don't have to start at square one offensively anymore. They're not teaching a rookie in offense. Everybody knows it, and they're going to be able to hit the ground running, just like we will. We got to make some bets when we return. Be Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. Every year, we always see those teams that pick from the seeds 12 through 16, somebody is going to upset somebody. And I'm telling you, first day, my money riding on all the underdogs. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.